we go into prayer, we go into meditation. And this really is a time of revealing, a time of revelation, because we go deep inside. Really, the place that so often is hidden, the sacred place of the Most High, but also the place that truly is the most accessible, deep within our own hearts, to listen to the still small voice of God. For the world in which we live has so many bright lights, and so many sounds, and so many distractions, that it's tough to come away with the true picture that it's all God all of the time. And so we take a breath, a deep, deep breath. And we do this to remind ourselves of this incredible gift of life that we all share. And we go inside, because we want to take this gift of life and we want to enrich it and embellish it. We want to live it fully. And we want to know, as we make decisions, what direction should we take in order to make these things happen, in order to have them manifest in ourselves and in the world around us. And so it's important that we set everything aside, and before trying to make decisions, spend some time just quietly listening. And so I invite you now just to do exactly that in some moments of silence. And now softly, gently, I pull you out of the silence. I invite you to again become aware of your physical surroundings. Reacquaint yourself with the physical space in which you are sitting. And it's difficult to pull away sometimes from that incredibly peaceful, loving silence, where we feel safe, where we know that we are loved. But two things: we know we can always go back there, anytime, any place. And secondly, we are forever called to be about the process of creation. We are called to be proactive and make rightful decisions and set the power of will into motion, which in turn will direct all of our gifts and all of our talents to bring it into a physical reality. And for this time together this morning, this opportunity to sing, to celebrate, to pray, to be reminded together communally of the incredible oneness that we share and the power that we hold to bind things in heaven. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, sweet Spirit. And so it is. Amen. I always love Rob's noodling. I really, really, really do.